Reform to order. It's March 21st, 1991. It's approximately 10:46 a.m. Present are Senator Frank and Senator Zarr. And we have before us today Committee Substitute for House Bill 86, the APLC campaign reporting deadlines. And we have, is it Don Hayden Cake? Oh, there you are. From the House Judiciary, who will give us an overview of the bill.
Thank you for letting me speak on behalf of Representative Donnelly and the committee. Basically, I think this bill just closes a few little glitches in the campaign reporting laws, and closes the main thing it does is closes the two-day gap, which has allowed people to who receive money within a window right before the end of the campaign, before an election, over $250 to wait till after the election to actually report that money. There's a two-day opportunity that can be taken advantage of, and probably has been in the past anyway. That's closed. It extends the, it requires zero reports to be filed so that the APLC may monitor filings. That way they don't, someone who forgets something is aware all the time. APOC is aware that there are candidates out there, and nobody gets hit later with fines. Convenience for people, and the other thing it does is extend the year-end deadline to February 15th to allow the final bank statements to come into the candidate, so that interest, all the checking charges, all kinds of little odds and ends are able to be accounted for without having to come in and file amended reports. There are no elections occurring in that time period. You know, the public is well served, and it's a little easier for the candidates. Also, the public receives a more accurate report when it is filed.
Thank you. Are there any questions, members of the committee? Senator
Zoff? Madam Chairman, I guess it's not really a question. I'm looking on page 2, line 4, why you put the numeral 10 in there to take out.
That was done by legislative drafting. We have a drafter here who can explain that.
Would you come to the table, please?
Sure. Apparently, that's just the style. Anything above 10 gets in numbers, and anything below 10 gets in letters. And I guess that's changed from the time this was. I didn't do this. This was done somewhere in the shop.
Okay. And then, on Madam Chairman, on line 3, 1 week, is that supposed to be 7 days, or is that a working week, or 7 days?
7 days, according to APOC.
Okay, well, thank you, and
we'll hear from
Ms. Brooke Meyer, the last public office commission.
Down here they write 9 out, so they're putting 9. That's a 10.
I don't know if I like that.
Go ahead, Ms. Miles.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Brooke Miles. I'm the Juneau Branch Administrator for the Public Offices Commission. The Commission has had the opportunity to review this legislation and supports it. As some of you may know, for many years, the Commission has sought to close the two-day gap and the 24-hour reports. Considering that the large contributions received immediately before the election are probably of the most interest to the public. It's one of those unusual bills that's fairly non-controversial for affecting the campaign disclosure law and has no fiscal impact.
It has zero fiscal amount, which we have in our file.
If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions for members of the committee from this one? Thank you.
Thank you.
What's the pleasure of the members of the committee? Senator Frank?
I would move that we pass out CS for House Bill Number 86, Judiciary, with individual recommendations along with the accompanying zero fiscal.
Hearing no objections, the committee substitute for House Bill 86 is Judiciary is moved out of committee with the recommendation. And that that really concludes the business for the committee today. I did want to let you know that we're still working on the work draft for the campaign financing, which is not ready, but as soon as it is, it will be distributed to the members. And the we're doing a work draft on legislative office allowances, which would increase the amount and bring us all into the voucher system, right? And that will be submitted to the members of the committee for review. And other than that,
The only thing I would question is, I know that a number of people don't particularly like the voucher system. Mm-hmm. Right now you have an option of going either with the voucher mm-hmm. system or mm-hmm. just taking it all and paying your taxes on it. Mm-hmm. Seems like you want to keep that option open. And then, Madam Chairman, we'll also take a look at the, there was some information that came to us on the mileage reimbursement there that I guess the feds will allow up to 27 and a half cents or something per mile.
Okay, we can look at that. Did you hear that, Mr. Bogey?
Do we have policy on that now, on mileage?
It's 25 cents a mile.
No.
Yeah.
So we could probably increase that reimbursement as well.
Well, I think if you're going to look at the office knowledge, you ought to take a look at that as well.
Okay.
I don't know how long that one has been in there, and I don't know actually how many people use it. I guess the only one that really used it to an extent there was Jack during his time up there. And of course, that's his mode of travel, a lot
sure.
of his fly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to use your vehicle, you ought to get compensated for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then I think people maybe going to and from the session.
The people don't charge a mileage allowance if you're at home, say you're in Yearman, you're driving to and from each people don't basically.
I don't think IRS allows a deduction for driving to and from work. I don't know about to and from a constituent meeting. From work.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a technical point, but
mm-hmm.
I think they won't allow a deduction going to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use your car in your work, i.e. going from your workplace to an appointment, workplace to a client's office if you're an accountant or something like that, and then they'll let you I think I'm right on that, but I'm not sure.
Maybe we could have those questions answered
okay.
or something.
All right, we'll have them and consider them, and if there's no further business, we come before the committee, we return.
Thank you.